No matter the obstacle, my consistency hasn't been in question because I understand the significance of showing up and showing up in excellence in everything that I do. I try to do everything as if God Himself is on the line.
You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, the place to be for high-level conversations about all things millions. Your mission, mindset, methodologies, mandate, movement, messaging, marketing, metrics, and most definitely your money. I am your host, spiritual business growth coach, Dr. Darnell J. Harmon. Join me each week for inspiring stories, powerful interviews, and business growth strategy to help you experience abundance in your life because of your business. If you're ready to move to your next level everything, let's get this party started. This episode is powered by Move to Millions Live. Go now to movetomillionsevent.com. If you are an entrepreneur or small business owner who wants to get your business to the $1 million mark and you want to do it without sacrificing your faith, your family, your freedom, your finances, or your fun. Move to Millions is the only event you need to make millions of dollars each year and become a $1 million CEO so that you can build financial wealth and legacy for your family. I'm so excited to welcome you back to another episode on the podcast. Oh, I have a treat for you today. First and foremost, let me just honor those of you that if this is your very first time here, welcome. And for those of you who come back every single week, my OG listeners, those of you who have been listening, maybe even since the podcast had our old name, the Leverage Your Incredible Factor podcast, I welcome you back to another episode. I'm so glad that you tune in every single week. Thank you. I receive your DMs and you tagging me in your stories and all of the things that you have to say and share about the podcast. It warms my heart and it brings me so much joy to know that every single week when I come into your earbuds, I am making a difference and I am a place that you can safely and significantly really see yourself the way that God sees you and do the work necessary to get to the $1 million mark. If you are an aspiring $1 million CEO and you are looking for community and coaching and mentorship to accelerate how long it takes, because you can get there by yourself, but it will take way longer than it will if we do it together. I invite you to go to movetomillions.com to learn all about how you can work with my team in one of our programs to help you to make the move to millions. In this episode, I want to talk to you about the case for consistency. It's early in the year at the time of this recording, 2024. And I know that already some of the commitments that some of you have made have started to wane. You started getting up early, getting on the treadmill. You were drinking your half of your body weight in water. You were doing all the things. And that lasted for the first 2 weeks of January. And here we are. Now, it's important for us to talk about the role that consistency plays if you truly desire to have a business that makes moves and leaves millions. We're going to talk about consistency today. It's one of the things that I pride myself on. I believe that people can set their life on my consistency. I think about first thing that just pops into my head as I think about consistency is our weekly newsletter that goes out. We call it The Easing. We've changed the name of it over the years. It used to be called The Incredible Factor. And then I think now we call it Grow Your Business Wednesday. I don't know what we call it, but here's what I do know. Every week on Wednesday, hook or crook, we have probably I think we are in volume 14 or 15. We have missed less than five. We are consistent. One of the things I say to my clients often is that your mission as an entrepreneur, small business owner, because you're not really in the business you think you're in. Now, I know you have a title that you like to call yourself, but at the end of the day, you're a marketer and a salesperson. And your mission is to market and sell your products and services. And the way you do that is through your consistency. I tell my clients all the time is that your mission is to say the same thing over and over and over again. I used to say your mission is to become a broken record, but the last time I said it, one of my clients, shout out to Natasha Mayo, said,
we are not broken. So we're not going to be broken records. And I received that when she said it. And so now I just want you to say the same thing over and over again. Consistency in your messaging is going to be the way that you get known in the marketplace. If you change your message, like you change your hair, or worse, like you change your underwear, and I hope you're changing your underwear every day, that's going to present a problem. You're not going to get known. And if you don't get known, you can't get found. And if you can't get found, you won't get paid, which means getting to the $1 million mark will be extremely hard for you. And that's not what I desire for you. I desire that you make, move, and ultimately position yourself to leave millions. So the way we change that is by you being consistent. In order for you to be consistent, there's several things that you're going to need to do. Number one, you're going to have to make a commitment to yourself, a commitment to your business, a commitment to your clients, a commitment to your potential clients, a commitment to your marketing activities, a commitment to showing up fully in your business. If you say you're working in your business that day or working on your business that day, there's a difference. You have to be committed to actually doing it. I literally keep a calendar. My executive assistant manages my calendar, but we put everything that Darnielle Antoinette has to do on the calendar because that is the way that I can be consistent and I can actually get it done. I can commit to it if it's in writing as something I need to do. We schedule everything like a meeting for myself. So sometimes I'm in a meeting by myself, but that's the only way to make sure that I'm actually going to do what I need to be doing in order to move this company forward, right? I spend only approximately 20% of my time in the day-to-day of the business. I'm spending 80% of my time working on high-level strategy, creating content, being in the rooms, building the relationships, making the connections that move our business forward. And it is important that I be committed to taking the actions that are going to create the consistency for showing up inside of our business. In order to be consistent, it's going to take conviction. It's going to take a level of discipline that is different than maybe anything else you've ever done in your life experience. You're going to have to be convicted that the world needs you and the problem you solve more than or as much as they need air. That's the level of conviction you need to have in order to be consistent enough to operate your business at the level that will be required for you to make, move, and leave millions. In order to be consistent, you're going to have to be confident. Now, you already know my definition of confidence is thanking God for creating you. That's confidence. Confidence is a measure of spirituality in my world. It is right up there with embodiment, right? Being who it is you say you want to actually experience in this life. You have to be in an advance. Well, the same thing, you have to be confident. In order to be consistent, you have to know that you know that you know, like you know your name, that you are the best thing since pockets. I mean, really stop and think about it. What would the world be like if you didn't have pockets? Where would you put your cell phone? Where would you put your card wallet when you didn't feel like taking your bag into the grocery store with you? You need pockets, right? So that's how confident you have to be in everything that it is that you do. Where does consistency need to show up in your business? It needs to show up in your marketing message. I alluded to that a few moments ago.
If you love the Move to Millions podcast and the Move to Millions book is blowing your mind, then you have got to join us for Move to Millions Live. All the details are waiting for you to secure your seat at movetomillionsevent.com.
While we are on this quick commercial break, let me take this opportunity to remind you that when it comes to making the move to millions, we've got you covered. I created my proven framework, the Move to Millions Method, to help you simplify, scale, and sustain a company that serves you financially and spiritually. From the book to the planner to our live event and tons of free cheat sheets to help you plan, prepare, and position your company to make millions, we are your full service resource. Learn more now by visiting movetomillions.com. The same thing over and over and over again, time and time again. Like if you go, you can go to any place you can find me online. And if you don't see me talking about the things that help you make the move to millions, I'm in trouble. That's all I really have to say in the marketplace. Now, there are a lot of moving parts to making millions, and I get into all of them. But at the end of the day, what I want to be known for is moving entrepreneurs and small business owners to the $1 million mark, to normalizing millions. That's why I like talking about it so much. Not because money is the only thing or money is everything, but because money is a thing. It is a measuring tool. It gives us options. And the only way we can shift the trajectory of our lives generationally is to have money. I'm talking about that Rockefeller kind of money. I told you in a previous episode, I watched American Dynasty. They have enough money for 500 years. I don't even know how many generations that is. The average lifespan of a woman is 72. Like, where's my calculator? Let me divide how many times the 72 go into 500. Because that's going to be just on average what we're looking at. I got to get my phone so I can divide this because I really want to know. Sometimes I just be saying stuff, y'all, and I don't know where I'm going with it. But let's figure that out. So 500 divided by 72, and that's the average lifespan. And that's actually the average lifespan of a Black woman. So it could be different, right? Depending upon who you are. But that's seven generations. Your money could be so long that seven generations of your family know your name, speak your name because of your consistency in your business. Y'all, I'm inspired. I'm so inspired. You have to be consistent in your marketing. Once you identify the right marketing stream for you, now there are 50 ways you could be marketing. I recommend that you start with 5 to 7. You're going to test them to find the one that hook or crook brings you the right leads that you can turn into qualified leads, that you can turn into prospective clients, that you can turn into clients. You're going to have to be consistent in your marketing. That means whatever you're doing it on a regular basis. On our team, we have a marketing plan for the week, every single week. There are tasks that are done on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day of the week, we have marketing tasks that are done. We're consistent. If we're not anything else, we're consistent. You have to be consistent in your service delivery. What you say you're going to offer to your clients, you have to actually offer to them. And you have to offer it to them sooner, quicker, better than they expected to receive it in order to keep those as consistent clients, right? But you're going to have to be consistent in your service delivery. You're going to have to be consistent in your leadership, your self-leadership, leading yourself, your personal development, right? Because we know in order to scale your business, you have to scale yourself. So you're going to have to be consistent in whatever your personal development practice is. Getting up and reading a book every single day. Working with a coach or a mentor, being inside of a community or a few communities. The Bible says it recommends the multitude of advisors. So, you know, I'm one with that, right? You can be in more than one community and more than one program at a time. As long as you know the clear, distinct reason you're in each community and what each community is giving you so that you don't end up getting cross-pollinization and not being able to have the strategies work for you. But that self-leadership consistency is hits different. Especially if you're desiring to get to the $1 million mark, because you're going to have to scale yourself in order to scale your business. You're also going to have to be consistent in your leadership of your team. Whether we're talking contractors or employees is irrelevant. You're going to have to lead them. Now, I define leadership as being a person worthy of being followed. That's a leader, right? If people are willing to follow you, if people listen to what you have to say and they are interested in doing the things that are going to lead you or lead them to a specific place, then you, my friend, are a leader. And you're going to have to be consistent in your leadership style. Once you are erected as a leader, people are going to look to you to lead. So you can't be willy-nilly in your leadership. You're going to have to be consistent in every area of your business because that consistency is going to establish your awareness. It's ultimately going to build trust, and it's going to allow you to deliver your products and services with a moniker of profitability that will take you far beyond being a $1 million CEO and invite you into becoming a millionaire. Again, they are different. And I'd like to make sure I specify that because you don't need a $1 million company to be a millionaire. Having a $1 million company is a vehicle to creating millionaire status. But you being a millionaire, the consistency of having assets that add up to $1 million, right? And there are many ways to be able to do that. Your real estate, if you own one property and that property would appraise and could be sold for $1 million, that's $1 million in assets. If you own multiple properties and those properties would appraise for multiple $1 million, then that would make you a multiple millionaire, right? That's just one example. Liquid cash, money that you have available, your investment portfolio. If the value of your portfolio in conjunction with your other assets gets you to the $1 million mark, you are a millionaire. A lot more people are millionaires than they realize because they don't have the liquidity of millions. That's a whole nother episode all by itself, right? The liquidity of millions means that you have money that's superfluous. The money is available. You have more money than you can give, spend, invest, and save, right? That's how long you want your money to be. That's the consistency of my money. I started decreeing and declaring that over myself years ago. I decreed it when I didn't see it, because you know you have to see it before you see it so that you get to experience it. So when I was broke, when I was bankrupt, literally, I came out of bankruptcy. I filed bankruptcy October the 10th. What year was that? 2010. 10, 10, 10. Wow, I don't know if I ever realized that. I probably need to look up the symbolism of that. But anyway, 10, 10, 10, I filed, my bankruptcy was discharged. I filed it, I think it takes like 6 months to discharge. I think I filed in June, but it was discharged October the 10th of 2010. Immediately upon my bankruptcy being discharged, I started speaking over myself. I have more money than I can give, spend, invest, or save. Give deals with the philanthropist that I am. Invest means I can put more money out there to get a return on it. Spend is just money that I'm spending, keeping the economy moving. And save is money that I'm putting away for when we need it, right? Building those cash reserves personally and professionally. I have more money than I can give, spend, invest, and save. Do you know how consistent your money needs to be in order for you to have more money than you can give, spend, invest, or save? That's the kind of consistency I'm talking about right there. And that's what it's all about. Your consistency should be inspiring.
Are you ready for Move to Millions Live 2024? Well, registration is now open. It is going down May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. You have to be there if you have millions on your mind. If you think the book was something, wait until you get into proximity to your next level. The conversations, the clarity, the collaborations, and the community that is going to get you to and beyond the $1 million mark is waiting for you now. Go grab your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. Want to know what it's like to work with me and the Incredible Factor University coaching team? You can get started today with the Move to Millions 90-Day Business Growth Planner. 90 days at a time, you'll be setting your business on a trajectory that will make the Move to Millions happen much faster for you. It's got everything that you need to track every strategy, every sale, all of your KPIs, as well as your self-care and life transformational needs. We made sure we left nothing out of this amazing planner. And by accessing the planner, you'll get a behind-the-scenes view of what it's like to work with me and my team. Go grab yours today at movetomillionsplanner.com.
First and foremost to you and to those that you serve, it should be a moniker of example that they want to emulate so that they can aspire to achieve whatever it is that you have. When I think about how I do everything, and you've probably heard the saying, how you do anything is how you do everything, right? When I think about the level of consistency that I show up in every area of my life, once I decide I am consistent in that thing, and that has been one of the guiding principles of the reason why I have been so successful, even in the midst of filing bankruptcy, even in the midst of having 3 failed engagements, even in the midst of whatever, no matter the obstacle, my consistency hasn't been in question because I understand the significance of showing up and showing up in excellence in everything that I do. I try to do everything as if God himself is on the line. That's the level of consistency that I show up. And I don't want to disappoint God. And I know that if I never allow myself to disappoint God, and I don't get it always right, you know, I'm not perfect, right? But if my mission is to not disappoint him, that level of consistency is going to allow me to exceed the expectations of most people that I can interact with. As you think about the journey to and beyond the $1 million mark, the consistency of looking at your strategy, your sales infrastructure, your systems, your support, your success mindset, your spirituality, and your self-care is going to be what helps you to leverage that consistency into a business that serves you financially and spiritually. Consistency is truly a game changer. So here are three quick tips that I have for you to work on your consistency. Number one, and this is a Stephen Coveyism, so it's not a Darnell original. I want you to begin each day with the end in mind. Ask yourself at the start of your day, what do you want to have happened when the day is over? That's going to help you to be consistent at setting goals and getting clear about what the priority is for the day so that you don't overwhelm or inundate your schedule. As the CEO of a company that is making millions of dollars, you don't have to have 20 tasks on your to-do list. I'm lucky if I have three items on my to-do list. I don't try to put everything on there. I literally am looking at my daily organization worksheet that my EA does for me every single morning. There are three things I need to do today. That's it. That's really all I can be consistent in because I know me. I don't know if you guys know Colby A, which is an instincts-based assessment. It tells us who you'll be if you're free to be yourself in the world. I'm a 9 quick start, y'all. So you know what that means? I thrive on disruptions. The little ding that goes off when you get an email, mine is not on because I would literally, if I manage my own inbox, I do not. I'm going to do a whole episode on everything that my assistant manages for me so I can help those of you who really want to be CEOs and have an executive assistant and know how to use them. But if I managed my own email and there was a ding on my email, every time that thing would ding, I would be stopping whatever I was doing to do it. I'm a 9 quick start. I am consistently thriving on interruption. So I have to have a plan of exactly what I'm going to do. Sometimes I have to schedule it out on my time for the day to make sure that it gets done. That's what keeps me consistent. So that's the first tip, is to make sure you plan your day in advance. You know that the adage, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So make sure that you take the time to plan. That will build in consistency. The second way to make sure that you're consistent is to remind yourself of your big reason why as often as you can. Remember, when you know your why, what you do has more impact. That's going to keep you consistent, whomever you're doing it for. When I first started in business, I created 3 boards. I created a vision board. You're probably familiar with that. I created a brand board and I created a why board. I wanted to look at my vision, what I desire to bring in my life experience. I wanted to look at the vision I had for my brand, how big I saw my brand expanding around the world. And I wanted to look at the reason why I would do everything that it is that I do. I wanted to do what it is that I do for the children I don't have yet. I wanted to do whatever it is that I do in order that God would get the glory from my service. So I literally have a board in my office that is my why board that I connect to every day, and it keeps me consistent. And the third way to be consistent is to create an accomplishments journal. Every time you check something off your list, write it in your accomplishments journal. When you look at all you have done, you will want to be consistent so you can do that thing again and have the feeling of achievement in your life experience because you did something and you did it with consistency. Consistency is a game changer. Consistency will get you to the $1 million mark in your business. As you set up your Move to Millions method, as you get your strategy, your sales, your system, your support, your success mindset, your spirituality, and your self-care set up, honey child, please, you will change the game being consistent over that thing. It's a true game changer. I'm so excited in advance for how you're going to leverage this episode to become more consistent this year and every year to come inside of your business. Do me a favor. If you love this episode, would you rate and review it? Especially if you haven't rated and reviewed an episode yet. Every time you rate and review an episode, you let more people in the world know about the Move to Millions movement. More people can come into connection with us to master the mindsets and learn the methodology that will lead them to millions of dollars, the ability to impact millions of lives and the ability to leave millions to those that will be left once their sun sets. This mission is a game changer, and your consistency today will shake the planet for others tomorrow. So thank you for listening. Make sure that you tag me in a story with a screenshot of however you listen to the podcast. Let me know you're listening. I thank you. I read all of your DMs that you send me. Thank you so much for DMing me your thoughts and your questions. Thank you so much for all that you do to help me to get this work out into the world. I love you guys. I appreciate you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you for joining me for the Move to Millions podcast. The way I see it, you deserve a business that generates millions. We'd love to have you join us in May at Move to Millions Live to help you prepare, plan, and position your company for the $1 million mark. Visit Move to Millions event now to grab your seat. If you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move. See you next time. Take care.